The Writer Files, a member of the Podglomerate Network. Greetings, scribes. I have got some exciting news to share. The Writer Files now has an exclusive Patreon community where subscribers will get exclusive access to uncut ad-free interviews, a writer's happy hour, bonus breakdowns, and content from productivity and publishing experts each month. In the meantime, just head over to patreon.com/thewriterfiles. It's free to join Patreon to get a preview, and you can upgrade anytime. That's patreon.com/thewriterfiles. Help us start something special.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Rainmaker FM.
Welcome back to The Writer Files. I'm your host, Kelton Reed, here to take you on yet another tour of the habits, habitats, and brains of renowned writers to learn their secrets. International best-selling sci-fi and thriller novelist and screenwriter Blake Crouch took time out this week from his busy schedule to talk to me about his mind-bending new book, Dark Matter, and adapting his work for both film and television. The hybrid author has penned more than a dozen novels that have been translated into over 30 languages, and his short fiction has appeared in numerous publications. In addition to having his Wayward Pines trilogy adapted into a number one hit TV show by Fox, Blake wrote the screenplay for his latest novel, Dark Matter, for Sony Pictures. He also recently co-created Good Behavior, a TNT show based on his novellas starring Michelle Dockery. His novel, Dark Matter, was described by the New York Times as an alternate universe science fiction countdown thriller, and best-selling sci-fi author Andy Weir called it an exciting and geniusly plotted adventure about love, regret, and quantum superposition. In part one of this file, Blake and I discuss the power of self-publishing for a traditionally published author, why in-depth research is so critical for creating believable fiction, the importance of outlining for a best-selling author and screenwriter, and how the right soundtrack can boost your creativity. If you're a fan of The Writer Files, please click subscribe to automatically see new interviews as soon as they're published. This episode of The Writer Files is brought to you by Audible. I'll have more on their special offer later in the show, but if you love audiobooks, or you've always wanted to give them a try, you can check out over 180,000 titles right now at audibletrial.com/rainmaker. And I am rolling today on the podcast with a very special guest, Blake Crouch, best-selling novelist, screenwriter, short story writer, international best-selling author of the Wayward Pines trilogy, and most recently Dark Matter. Thanks for popping on to talk with us about your process.
My pleasure.
I understand this new one is getting just so much positive energy behind it. You're already kind of, I think, working on a screenplay for Sony. Is that right?
Yeah, just turned that screenplay in not too long ago, actually.
That's cool to hear. I'm always interested in authors who adapt their writing for the screen. I'm thinking specifically of another author who came on to chat with me, Emma Donahue, who wrote Room, which was a fantastic and award-winning
Both
a book and a movie. I hope you saw the movie, because the movie is very, very moving adaptation. But she wrote that one. So are you excited about this process? Are you nervous?
I like the process. This is my first time wading into the feature waters. Up until now, All of my work in adaptation has been in television, in Wayward Pines, and in this new show that's coming out in November from TNT called Good Behavior.
Ooh.
This is the first time I've jumped into these feature film waters. So it's kind of a new experience.
Yeah, well, Dark Matter, it seems tailor-made for this jump to the big screen. It's described as an alt-universe sci-fi countdown thriller. I mean, it's truly compelling writing, definitely some high-concept stuff. So what else are you working on at the moment? Now that you've got this screenplay in, do you have other projects just lined up?
We just finished the first season of Good Behavior. And, you know, we're in this sort of in-between place trying to decide if we're going to have a third season of Wayward Pines or not. On the book side, I'm just in that stage of trying to figure out what I'm going to do next. Yeah. And that for me is always the most exhilarating and some days depressing, some days so thrilling process, because, you know, to start writing a book, you're making a 2-year commitment and beyond, especially if it becomes a television show or a movie. And, you know, finding that right idea is, it's so elusive. And I was just talking with a friend, and it almost compares to getting married to an idea. Mm-hmm. Like, you're signing this prenup, kind of. You're being like, you know, it's probably not going to work out.
Yeah.
We're probably going to go our separate ways, and I'm going to write something else. But, you know, for now, let's just see how this goes. So I'm in that stage with a new book and
cool.
And trying to figure out, is this the one?
Yeah, yeah. Well, congrats on all of your successes. You know, I mean, I'm kind of interested in the origin of, you know, going from a self-published author. You know, you're kind of a hybrid author. I think you do both self-publishing and now traditional publishing. Going from self-published author to now, in-demand Hollywood screenwriter and scribe. Can you tell us a little bit about the journey? Just kind of
sure.
The inception of, you know, yeah. kind of how you got here.
Well, I actually started in traditional publishing back in 2004 with St. Martin's Press. That was actually my first published book, this horror thriller called Desert Places. And I published with St. Martin's until, I think, 2010. But during that period of time, none of these books were really blowing up. And I felt like a lot of writers did back in those days before digital publishing was an option. I felt like I was in the dark. I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know what they were doing for the books. And it's insecurity making is what it is. And yeah. I was having a lot of difficulty seeing how I was going to continue this path indefinitely as a writer. And, you know, each book was sort of subsequently selling less and less. And I could see kind of the writing on the wall, and I was like, I'm not sure what's going to happen here.
And just a quick aside to revisit the exclusive Writer Files Patreon community, where subscribers get access to uncut ad-free interviews, a writer's happy hour, bonus breakdowns, and a lot more. I know that for serious writers, it can be more distracting than ever to cut through the noise, stay productive, and home in on what's happening in the publishing industry. Over 8 years, we've provided a looking glass into the habits of professional writers and publishing industry insiders. And as your humble host, I've decided to launch a membership-based Patreon for serious scribes to cut through the noise, swap tips and tricks, and hang out with like-minded peers. Just head over to patreon.com/thewriterfiles for bonus writing resources, monthly episode breakdowns, writer's happy hour, a community of your peers, ad-free episodes, and more. It's free to join to get a preview, and you can upgrade anytime. That's patreon.com/thewriterfiles. Help us start something cool and special. Keep calm and write on.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And then in 2007, Amazon released the Kindle. And shortly thereafter, the Kindle digital text platform, KDP, as we know it now. And I, on a lark, did this experiment with a friend of mine named Joe Conrath, where we published this short story called Serial, and we made it free on Kindle. And it hit number one in the store. And back in those days, the Kindle store was... there was no distinction between free or paid. It was just all thrown into one thing, and it hit number one, and we just gave away a ton of books. And I was like, wow, the power of self-publishing is real. And I suddenly had all this control over my own destiny. And I got really lucky in terms of timing because I, at this point in time, had gotten the rights back to some of those novels that St. Martin's had published. And so I had some content to actually put up on KDP. And I published Desert Places and Locked Doors, and they started to do really well. And nice. I published all these short stories I had been selling to magazines in a collection and individually, and those started doing well. And I, at this point, I was still holding on to the dream of a big publishing deal, but I had this novel run, which I was really excited about. And it was the first kind of big idea book I had ever tackled. But we couldn't sell it anywhere. And my agent at the time said, you know, I mean, what do you want to do? Do you want to keep trying to sell this to New York? And I said, nope, let's go ahead and stop doing that. I'm going to try to self-publish this. And I self-published Run in February of 2011, and it did really well. It just raced up the charts. People responded very positively to it. And off the heat of that publication, I got a call from Amazon Publishing. You know, they had seen what was happening in the Kindle universe, and Amazon Publishing was created to start collecting the stuff that was getting the most attention and try to publish it themselves. And I liked the idea of working with a publisher inside of Amazon that could pull all of those levers that were so powerful for marketing ebooks. And I signed up with Thomas and Mercer, and my first book or second book with them was the first book in the Wayward Pines trilogy, Pines.
Yeah.
So I went and I published the Wayward Pines trilogy with them, and that we sold the TV rights, and that exploded and got crazy. And then it came around time for Dark Matter, and, you know, life is weird that way.
We will be right back after a very short break. Thanks so much for listening to The Writer Files. This episode of The Writer Files is brought to you by Audible. Offering over 180,000 audiobook titles to choose from, Audible seamlessly delivers the worlds of both fiction and nonfiction to your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or computer. For Rainmaker FM listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check them out. Grab your free audiobook right now by visiting audibletrial.com/rainmaker. I just hopped over there to grab Stephen King's epic novel 11/22/63 about an English teacher who goes back in time to prevent the assassination of JFK. You can download your pick or any other audiobook free by heading over to audibletrial.com/rainmaker. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/rainmaker.
All signs pointed to the right move being going back to traditional publishing for Dark Matter.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'd had a lot of success in the digital world with Wayward Pines and with you know, my self-published stuff. But, you know, though everyone kept saying it, print was not dead, or maybe it was fading, but print was hanging around out there.
Yeah.
Still see hardcovers everywhere. And I wanted my book in airport stores. I wanted the actual hardcover out everywhere because, you know, every hardcover is a billboard for your book. So went back to Crown with Dark Matter. So I was traditionally published, self-published, published by Amazon, which is, I think, somewhere in between, and then back to New York publishing. But right now, I still control a large chunk of my catalog, and I self-publish that, my backlist. I have my Wayward Pines series and with Amazon Publishing, and they're doing good behavior as well, and I have Dark Matter with Crown. So I feel that's a good diversification of formats and methods of publishing.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you're truly prolific, and congrats on all of the success, man. It's really cool to see.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, I'd love to dig into your productivity, and, you know, it's kind of interesting to me that this most recent one, Dark Matter, that Andy Weir, another guest on the show, called exciting, ingeniously plotted, an adventure story about love, regret, and quantum superposition, which you don't hear very often. yeah. But it seems like, you know, it seems like quite a bit of research went into this one. Can you tell us a little bit of, maybe about your process as you're working on a bigger piece like that?
Well, I've been wanting to write about quantum mechanics for like a decade. I mean, this was going back into my traditionally published days, but I mean, quantum mechanics is so cerebral and convoluted and complicated that every time I got excited about it, I would start to do research and just become demoralized because I felt like I didn't understand it. So while all this other stuff was kind of going on in my professional life, I would consistently come back to the idea of writing a thriller with quantum mechanics at its core. And I would read articles and I would study everything I could find that I could understand. Yeah. Just building this body of knowledge about this field of science. And when I finished Weird Pines and I was starting to try to figure out what my next idea was going to be, you know, that sort of are we going to get married or not phase, I came back to this quantum mechanics thriller concept. And I finally felt like I had done enough of the research and at least knew enough about the general concepts to take a swing at it.
Yeah, yeah. So kind of the incubation phase was working in the background as you were working on some other projects, I imagine. And then you had the illumination that you were ready to,
exactly,
to get it in there. That's cool. So before you kind of crack your knuckles and get working, do you have any pregame rituals to get you kind of in the mode for writing?
No, I don't. I mean, when I start a book, when I start an idea, the first thing I do is I'll, you know, buy a journal and spend several months, I mean, sometimes 6 months, just taking notes on the idea, taking notes on various characters. I mean, it's very free form. It's kind of like just improvisation until you finally land on something that you think is worth expanding out.
Yeah.
I have, you know, like with Dark Matter, I think I have 3 or 4 journals of notes on that one.
Wow.
Just, and the early stages are like all these other ideas that I was contemplating at the time. And
yeah,
it's interesting to go back and look at those. And I very distinctly see where certain key characters or plot turns or themes were hinted at in those pages. And it's almost just like a conversation I'm having with myself, part trying to psych myself up to write the book, part trying to just explore all the ideas that are at any given time or bouncing around in my head. Because I do think if you keep coming back to a certain idea or these sort of subconscious things that keep haunting you as a writer, that it means something, and it means it's the book that you're probably supposed to write next. And, you know, you just kind of have to tune into that frequency and figure out what it is.
For sure.
I mean, in terms of the actual, are you kind of asking what my actual writing day looks like when I'm
absolutely
cruising along? I go back and forth between some days trying to get 500 words, some days trying to get 1,000 words. Just depends on how it's feeling and, you know, other things that are happening in my life at that moment.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
By the time I sit down to start writing, I'll generally have journaled enough that I have a pretty good sense of the first act, less of a sense of the second act, and some notions about the third.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the first 100 pages usually comes fairly easily. And as I'm writing those 100 pages and, you know, knocking down 500 to 1,000 words a day, I'm still starting to think about what comes next and trying to start sketching out at least a general structure so that when I, you know, break into the second act, I don't have to come to a standstill and figure it out.
Yeah. Well, I imagine as both a TV producer and a screenwriter that, you know, you're changing modes from time to time. Are you a morning guy, evening guy? Do you do a little bit of each? How do you break that up in your brain anyway?
I really like writing in the mornings just because if I get my writing done like by noon, if I've gotten my word count knocked out, I feel good about myself for the rest of the day.
Sure.
Like everything else is gravy. If I'm in the, you know, midst of writing a book and I don't start writing until late in the afternoon, there's this anxiety, like I'm not going to hit my words, and I start feeling kind of shitty about myself and like, oh, well, you wasted your day. And yeah, you did a bunch of phone calls about other things, but phone calls aren't writing. And it just is always better for me if I can get my writing done before lunchtime.
Yeah, absolutely. So are you a writer who can stick on headphones, or do you prefer kind of quiet while you're getting your words in?
I can't listen to any music with words, with singing or any kind of lyrics while I'm writing. Generally, I like silence, but for a lot of dark matter, I would stream Hans Zimmer, especially soundtrack
yes.
for Inception and Interstellar.
Oh man!
And those, I actually built a soundtrack of music from films that I love. That
yeah.
somehow carry the spirit of what I thought dark matter was. I like The Fountain, the Darren yeah. Aronofsky film. I'm blanking. I think it's Clint something. I'm blanking on the composer's
Mansell.
Name,
yeah, totally.
There it is.
That is so that. Awesome.
Yeah, I kind of built a playlist for myself. That was the score for my book.
That's so funny. You are not going to believe this, but I actually stuck on that Inception soundtrack while I was reading your book. Just kind of had it humming in the background because it's one of my favorites to write yeah. to, but it's just so like atmospheric and creepy. But it's not like overwhelmingly so. You know, it's that perfect kind of soundtrack music. That's amazing. That's really cool. And you're a fan of Christopher Nolan's work. Thanks so much for joining me for this half of A Tour Through the Writer's Process. If you enjoy the Writer Files podcast, please subscribe to the show and leave us a rating or a review on iTunes to help other writers find us. For more episodes or to just leave a comment or a question, you can drop by writerfiles.fm. And you can always chat with me on Twitter @KeltonReed. Cheers. Talk to you next week.